This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise.
To wake on up,
wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Well, the Warriors will lose here as Harden hits the first free throw. And they will host the Memphis Grizzlies on Tuesday. Minnesota will go to 6. Harden hits both. And he almost didn't want to see this game end. Curry from the backcourt lets it fly. And the buzzer sounds. The Clippers have won 124-119. What a battle tonight. This is one of the best games that Chase Center has ever seen.
That was a fantastic NBA game.
Could not agree more. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Clippers 124, your Golden State Warriors 119. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's Joe Spadoni. It's Joe Shasky. Let's jump right into it. An incredible, and when I say this, I don't mean a lie. This was an incredible weekend of sports. It was an incredible weekend for the Bay Area. Weather was popping yesterday. It was sundress conditions. Everyone was looking beautiful. And Chase Center was popping yesterday in an incredible performance all around for both squads. But unfortunately, you lose the final three home games at Chase Center, and you find yourself now in another game at Chase Center, but this time as a play-in team, Joe. As I say good morning to you, a disappointing end to an exciting regular season, but it's not all doom and gloom. You win tomorrow. You face the Rockets in the first round. You would like to be a playoff team right now, but right now you are a play-in team, and there is still more work to do. Kawhi Leonard, I mean, what can you say? The guy's a Hall of Famer. The guy's won two finals MVP. You've seen him in the 2019 NBA Finals for Toronto. James Harden's won MVPs. He's one of the greatest scorers in the history of the game. He had 39 points yesterday, a couple boards shy of a triple-double, scored the first 8 points in overtime. Ivica Zubac might be the most underrated player in the league. Jimmy Butler, he showed up for the Warriors. He looked like playoff Jimmy. Stephen Curry showed up scoring the ball, but those turnovers, man, 8 of them, those were killers, and just an incredible basketball game all around. It was incredible.
It was a great game, and it's so deflating to lose. You know, the season's not over, and I'm sure there are a lot of people that want to go the Rocket route, meaning that's the easier path, and I understand that. They exerted so much energy in that game, and to go to overtime and to lose the way that they did, I mean, we could pick apart everything from who played, who didn't, to the amount of minutes all the big guys got, to not being able to slow down the efficiency of Kawhi Leonard, James Harden, Zubac, who you mentioned. I thought Norman Powell had multiple sweet layups in the lane.
That three at the end of the half was huge.
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 Chris Dunn played phenomenal defense, got a huge pick on Steph Curry late in the game. Steph was spectacular, mixed in with a lot of mistakes. You know, Jimmy was great. And then at the end, it felt like they couldn't get him the ball when they needed to. I thought Pods was great in this game. Sprinkled in a couple of specific possessions that I'm sure he and the team want back that I don't even think are his fault. Draymond, you know, took on the assignment of Kawhi, but there were a couple of head-scratching plays from Draymond. You know, the foul at the end of regulation, where he didn't even get asked in postgame about it. We'll get into it. It was head-scratching, to say the least, because you wipe away an opportunity for the Warriors to maybe get the ball back and have an opportunity to maybe tie it or take a lead, depending on what happens with Kawhi. you know, one of the smartest players of all time, one of the best defenders of all time. He's on an island. There's a discrepancy of about 8-9 seconds between play clock, shot clock, and or game clock and shot clock. And he just fouls Kawhi out on the perimeter. And I just, they had their defense set up. I don't know why you do that. Now you give them the chance to just hold the ball in a tie game and shoot it late. And that doesn't even bring in the layup where he's trying to initiate contact in overtime right. instead of just going up with it. Steph, same thing. Steph caught a ball from Dre and no one was around him. And he tried to catch and go up like he was playing tips over at St. Gabe's Schoolyard. And instead, he should have just went down and came back up. And it's easy to explain all those things. The reality is they got out-executed. And they got outplayed down the stretch in the final 5, 6, 7 minutes with all their top dogs again and then again in overtime.
No guests today. I would just want all the people. I want all the fans. I want Dub Nation to call in 888-957-9570. This is your floor today for the next 4 hours here on the Morning Roast. 888-957-9570. It's the same number to call or text. Clippers, 124. They are a playoff team. Warriors, 119. They are a play-in team. And they're going to be playing your boy, Ja Morant, Mr. Grenade. I'll catch a grenade for you, Bruno Mars. That's going to be tomorrow. We'll have all day tomorrow to preview that game. Trust me. And there's a lot baked into it. But right now, we're reacting to yesterday. And just... I stopped to say disappointing because I get it. You want to be a playoff team. And I was driving in this morning, and I kept coming away from that game saying, I have a really hard time saying I could be mad at what the Warriors put forth yesterday. You could be upset about some of the possessions.
I'm deflated.
The effort level was there. Like that was
no doubt.
That was a playoff atmosphere. At Chaser. That was a playoff game. Let's just call it what it was. Well, that was a playoff game.
I agree with you, and that's why I'm not really like...
The Clippers are the hottest team in the NBA right now.
Oh, no,
they are. It's not even close.
If Kawhi stays healthy, they're a problem.
Yes.
I mean, he's ridiculous.
That series, by the way, them and the Nuggets first round, whoo! The West is loaded with matchups. It's so exciting.
Harden was spectacular.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's God, GP2 made a couple of plays in this game, but a part of me wanted to see Moses Moody, who I thought played really good defense in the first half. It's almost impossible to guard that guy. I'm talking about James Harden. And then Kawhi Leonard, obviously, was very difficult to guard, but I just, for the life of me, I wanted to see Moses Moody out there. I felt like the offense in the final 5 minutes needed another shooter out there, just a catch and shoot guy who just ripped one. And there were a couple of, and maybe I'm nitpicking. I don't know. Maybe
30 minutes for Moses. He start obviously they go to their starting lineup that they've been really good at: Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, Moody, Pajemski. Just 4 shot attempts in 30 minutes. It's not going to gut it for Moses.
No,
and he's not trusting his shot right now. And I think that signals to me, Joe, like only 4 attempts. He has a lack of trust. No, I'm talking about Moses Moody.
Moses Moody, yeah.
Just 4 shot attempts for him. I mean, that needs that uptick there, man. Like,
well, there's no doubt. I mean, look, they went with Quentin Post for a couple of minutes in this game, and
God love him.
Quentin Post didn't shoot enough. Like, if you're going to be on the floor, Quentin, you're not there for a defensive stopper.
One shot attempt for QP is not enough.
But look, the reality is they're going to go as far as the big dogs execute. And Steph had a lot of turnovers. Was Steph brilliant? Absolutely. But he also had a lot of turnovers.
That was the Steph experience, right?
Situational turnovers. And then Draymond Green, you know, again, I go back to the end of regulation. I would like to hear his explanation on why he fouls there, because I think that, you know, there's only like 3 seconds left on the play shot clock right there for him. I'm talking about Kawhi Leonard. He's at the top of the key, and you have an opportunity to get another rebound. Now, second chance points was a problem. Ben Simmons had multiple deflections that led to extra baskets. At the end of the third and the start of the fourth, 3 chance opportunities that led to layups for the Clippers. You missed a couple of free throws that you normally hit. Pods on the and one. You know, they wiped away the Jimmy and one. They gave Harden a couple of free throws on a play. I thought he was passing, even though it was a foul. GP2 fouls James Harden when he's shooting a 3. All of these possessions, when it comes down to overtime, are going to always factor in.
Right.
And I thought that they got crushed on the glass. And what happened was, multiple times, they got caught in a rock and a hard place. They went zone with the 3-guard lineup down the stretch: GP2, Pods, and Steph Curry. When you have Pods, Steph Curry, you're kind of under a defensive disadvantage. Mm. You mix in GP2, who was a lockdown defender. In this one, no, he wasn't. But he has been one, and they went to this zone, And they killed him in the zone. They rotated the ball quickly. They dribble drive penetrated. They threw lobs. They took the little midi when guys were laying off of the guy catching the ball at the elbow. And that guy, Chris Dunn or whoever it was, could just square up to the hoop and it could either flip it up. Or if you come out to me, I'll throw the layup lob to Zubac, who was excellent in this one. Their defense down the stretch, I thought, was sketchy. And they didn't box out at all. So yep. They have only to blame themselves.
No, it's a great call. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Clippers improved to 4-0. They sweep the season series in the regular season against the Golden State Warriors. Kawhi Leonard looked incredible. The most minutes Kawhi's played in a game in the regular season or playoffs. Check this. 47 minutes for Kawhi yesterday. Most since 2019.
He was amazing.
When he played for the Toronto Raptors, and we know how that season ended for them. With a championship. It was a double overtime win against the Milwaukee Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals. 52 minutes, and that was 6 years ago.
Joe.
So most minutes Kawhi's played. And it was, there's part of me where it's like, yeah, like, you don't want it to come at your expense for the Warriors. I was like, that was awesome. I'm happy to see Kawhi Leonard healthy in a playoff type of setting because I haven't seen it. Basically, since 2019, it feels like.
This is why I feared them.
Yeah.
Because that guy, right, and they said it on the broadcast, he's not even just a Terminator. That fool is Thanos. He is the Terminator. He's the UFC Ken Shamrock.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
Ken Shamrock.
No, his body is, he's unreal. Like, he doesn't even jump anymore. He just, like, leans into you and you go flying.
Well, it's because he's so big, and tall, and long. Like, that burst is not, it's not there anymore. Let's just call it what it is. He showed it in flashes yesterday.
He don't really even need it.
But he doesn't need it because he's so much bigger than everyone else.
And the play that's going to go kind of quiet here is Steph coming into the lane and four guys kind of like collapse on him, mm-hmm. and he plays the passing lane on the Draymond short corner pass, and he steals the ball and then has the wherewithal to throw it back in bounds. That was a huge play for them. I mean, there's a ton of them, but I just, this is why, and like, I'm not gonna like, look, they have a chance to wipe it all away.
Yes.
But this is why when you lose three consecutive games at home to end the year, this is why I lost my mind coming out of the Miami Heat game or the Atlanta Hawk game or the Spurs game.
Yep.
All of these missed opportunities, if they just handle their business and they win the last three at home, they could have been the three seed. Woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Yeah.
All right? Now you are in a fight for your life game just, what, less than 48 hours after that one? Did you not see an exhausted team in that overtime? They looked gassed.
Yeah, they did. But you know what? Wipe it all away with a win tomorrow. I hear you. That's tomorrow's tomorrow. Today's today.
They better win. They better win. Because you know who's going to face you if you don't? Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson.
Oh, ye of little faith? The Sacramento Kings?
No, I'm just going
Doug
like
Christie?
If we were going to go, you know, total, like, you want your season to be collapsed by former Warriors? Harrison Barnes does you in with a game winner the other day. Do not let Anthony Davis and Klay Thompson be in the equation come Friday night.
Shout out.
Cannot let that happen.
Shout out to those watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. We are streaming on all of those platforms today. We love your participation on the YouTube chat. We appreciate all you guys. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And as always, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I'm sure Laughing Monk was popping yesterday. It was beautiful. I was out in the city. It was incredible. Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. Yeah. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. We're going to get to all your calls, I promise. Yeah. Other side, we're going to let this marinate. There's a lot of onions and layers of said onion that we need to peel back today. And we're going to do that all show long. We're breaking this game down. It's about y'all's and your calls, 888-957-9570. Yeah, you love that little chuckle.
I do love that. Let's have a McGriddle and
Tittle. That's right, baby.
but Joey, like, they went to a zone. I mean, think about what I just said. They went to a zone against two of the best ISO players on the planet.
I know.
I'm talking about Harden and Kawhi.
And credit to Harden. Harden did hit some incredible shots in that overtime. Like, Butler had some pretty good defensive times.
You know why?
But he's one of the greatest offensive players of all time.
He gets to his spots.
He does.
And the Warriors were at a disadvantage. They don't have a rim protection, right? So you have to, if Draymond Green is going to be in this zone that they were in. Now, they went to man-to-man in specific spots. But when they're in a zone, like, GP2 cannot let a guy dribble by him. That's why he's out there, you know? And I hate picking on him because he's been a really good Warrior. But I thought yesterday, defensively, he let too many, at the top of the key, guys go by him. And then secondarily, I hated, there were two specific, but I'm sure we could point out more, specific times where Kawhi is backing up toward the half-court line. He is not a guy that you need to honor beyond the three-point line like that. There are guys out there. You know, Kyrie's a guy out there that you'd have to honor. Luka.
Shot 50%. Yeah, he had 4 of 8. But again,
you're doubling him.
I will live with Kawhi shooting
threes. Yes. And he's backing up.
Yeah.
And Curry is sending a late double team. Now you're opening up the paint. So right at the free throw line, Chris Dunn's like, oh, I'll just, that's like a textbook CYO how to beat a zone, right? Or a double team. Quick passes, right? Get it right into the paint, suck the defense in, and if you can, you throw a bounce pass or a lob to your big who's going to be in that dunker spot going toward the block. And they did it over and over and over again. And when the Warriors collapsed on that guy catching the ball at the elbow, they threw the lob. When they didn't, Chris Dunn turned around, squared up to the hoop, and threw up the floater. How many times did James Harden get to his spot in the lane? Like,
yep.
When you play the three-guard lineups, right, you do it because you think that the offense is going to be there, but their defense was lacking. And then secondarily, I thought offensively, the team looked very timid outside of Steph Curry shooting the ball late in the game. Like GP2 just didn't want to take a shot in overtime on that first possession, and you could just feel everything getting constipated.
Well, there was a couple moments with Gary Payton when he was out there where there was a wide open, whether it was a three-point shot, whether it was just a little mid-range. If you just take a jump shot there, he had that little missed bunny floater, barely grazed the rim.
He didn't even want to shoot
it.
You could feel the tension in the shot. I felt bad for
him. But that's why, again, in a playoff type of setting yesterday, why I was just a little bit, and no, listen, they can still go on a run. I'm not saying this team's cooked. I'm not saying anything like that. But that's why you have to be a little skeptical about this team going forward when it comes to the others, when it comes to other people stepping up. I saw Pajemski step up yesterday shooting the ball. Did he make some mistakes? Yeah, but that's baked into everything. I thought overall he had a very good game.
Potts hit a late game three.
He did.
That was, I mean, just unbelievable. And then he had a great rebound late in the game where he got fouled. He had plays. He had the floater.
Yes.
That was gorgeous. Now, was the 24-second, you know, him and Looney at the top of the key.
Well,
I mean, but here's what I would say to everybody. It was bad. It was bad. I watched it back like 4 times. No one's moving. Jimmy Butler fell on the wing and fell to the ground and had to pick himself up. And Steph's being basically double-team hedged off ball. And so, like, I know we want to blame Potts, and I didn't like that possession at all. But it's Looney and Potts at the top of the key, and no one else wants the ball.
Well, and Steph gives him the ball with 5 seconds. He goes, like, hey, make something up. I was like, dude, what am I supposed to do?
Less than that. And he gets the travel call, and it's a grenade. Those are those grenade possessions where I'm telling you, like, it looks like, oh, that's a bad play by Potts. But it's like, where's he going to go with that?
That should have been another turnover for Steph, quite frankly.
If
we're doing like scoring like in baseball, it should have been that. It should have been another number 9 because Draymond, if he just turned right around, Draymond was wide open and he was shooting the 3-ball well yesterday.
Yes.
And that could have been another one.
Yeah. Look, Kawhi was super efficient and excellent. Harden was super efficient and excellent. Zubac, super efficient and excellent. Chris Dunn played scrappy defense. That pick on Steph was huge. Norman Powell hit multiple big shots. The Warriors needed one other guy to step up late in that game. I actually thought Pods, outside of Steph, was the only guy who had the guts to take a shot.
I know Chris Dunn, everyone was saying, I'm sure in the broadcast, and I was watching the ESPN feed with Dave Pasch, I thought Bob Myers did a hell of a job doing the national broadcast. I know NBC Sports did a hell of a job, Bobby Fitz, Kalena, and I know it was a Bally Sports fan duel, so I know everyone had the game. But they were talking about the broadcast, oh, Chris Dunn, you know, he's only a 33% three-point shooter. But Bob Myers, he's like, yeah, but he's shooting plus 45% the last month. He's shooting the ball well.
He's
so
on
like
fire.
He was on fire, and yesterday he was perfect. 4 of 4 and 3 of 3 from beyond the arc, 11 points. He stepped up. He had 6 assists as well. I thought Chris Dunn had an incredible game. Again, we're going to get all to your calls.
Joe.
Robert, Coach, Peter, Greg, start lining them up, 888-957-9570. Clippers 124, Warriors 119. Warriors are the 7th seed, and we'll be playing the Grizzlies tomorrow.
They went up 4. Somehow, some way, up 4 with 150 to go, give or take, after the Curry 3, 111-107. And after that, it was Harden goes by GP2. Draymond's like backing off because of the lob threat. It's 109-111. GP2 passes up a shot. They double team Steph. Pods gets the ball on the wing with no time left, and he has to travel. Then you double Kawhi for no reason, another lob to Zubac. The reverse of what happened on the play before.
Zubac is
okay?
Sick.
Now it's 111-111. Jimmy pick and roll. Steph goes 4-on-1 into the lane. Pass intercepted by Kawhi. 17.5 on the clock. Ty Lue calls a timeout. And you got Moody in there, Dre in there, Jimmy, Looney, and GP2. Your supposed best defensive lineup. And you foul when there's 10 seconds left on the game clock, 2.5 on the shot clock. I just, you gave up the opportunity to get the ball back. That's not the end all be all. I'm not saying that it is. I just want to know, why would Draymond do that? It didn't make sense.
Let's talk about it all on the other side. That's what's coming up. The game is being brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water, 888-957-9570. An incredible Sunday and weekend in sports yesterday. Rory McIlroy winning his first ever green jacket. Completes the career slam for him. You got the Giants winning a series for the first time in New York against the Yankees since, what, 2002? So
what
incredible weekend there.
Jung-Hoo Lee.
Warriors could have used a Jung-Hoo Lee performance yesterday late. That's that much I do know. Greg, Peter, Coach, Robert, we'll get to you on the other side. And it's going to, be brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. Incredible. The Bay Area, whether it was Oakland, San Francisco, I went to both sides of the Bay. I went over the bridge. It was incredible. The city was popping. The amount of screens I saw, just TV screens at bars yesterday, or on the sidewalk, right, at restaurants. Everyone was so locked into the Warriors-Clippers game yesterday. Or the Masters. Or they had the Masters on their phone. Or they're locked into the Giants early in the morning, right, getting it done. Oakland Roots, baby, by the way. First win of the season over FC Tulsa. Never doubted them. Saturday. Let's go.
Can't name a player.
Don't need to. You got to know your roots, guys.
No, I'm talking about
That's
me.
All I know. That's
I'm
all right. About me. You got to know your roots, Josh Askew.
I will say this, man. You know, that game yesterday, that was as good of a game. Just, like, remove my fandom from it for just a second. That's as good of a game, entertainment-wise, as you're going to find. Mega stars on both sides of the equation.
How many MVPs are out there?
It was
so many of them, I can't give you an exact name.
I would say two great coaches. You know, Ty Lue was the tactician in this one. Picking and choosing how they were going to defend Steph Curry. I thought they did a great job with their specific double teams. Zubac came pressing up on multiple occasions. They knew exactly when and where they wanted to employ their traps. And I thought they did a really good job on it. They knew who to sag off. Early in the game, I don't know if you saw what I saw, but like, it was Draymond and Jimmy. It's like, guys, one of you's going to have to start shooting.
Yeah.
The first, like, 5 minutes of the game, it was all of the defenders for the Clippers were going to sag off. And they're saying, we are going to live with one of you guys hitting shots from the outside. And credit Draymond for hitting a couple buckets. Heck, for as frustrated as I was with the final couple of possessions, Draymond did hit a big corner three when they were down six.
And I was frustrated with Steph when they ended up having that shot clock violation with Pods, because if Steph just turns around, and I get it, it's easier said than done, hindsight's always 20/20, but if he just turns around, Draymond's wide open for a three-point shot, and he'd been knocking him down 4-6 for Draymond Green there. We'll get to your calls in a second.
Kawhi did a great job when he was switched on to Steph Curry.
He was great. He was great. You know, the hands, the length, the claw was real yesterday, and it was nice to see the claw again. Sucks that it came at your expense, but Kawhi Leonard just showed why he's going to be a Hall of Famer, first ballot. James Harden, Hall of Famer, first ballot. And first 8 points of overtime was to James Harden, couple of rebounds short of a triple-double. Clippers 124, Warriors 119. What's your biggest takeaway from yesterday's loss for you, Dub Nation? 888-957-9570.
They were just so efficient. Like, Harden did a great job not turning the ball over late in that game. Like, even when they got misses, you had to box them out and clear a rebound over and over. Multiple times, there was one where Ben Simmons doesn't get boxed out. I think it's, or maybe it's Zubac. Pods is basically the guy boxing out. Mm-hmm. And Jimmy and Curry are right there. They're right there, and Curry thinks that he has it. Guys, we've got to put a butt on someone. And then later on in the game, Jimmy did a good job boxing out, but they were undersized, and I thought that the Clippers had multiple opportunities. The box score might not show an exorbitant amount of second chance opportunities, but given how specific the pace was by the Clippers, I thought they did a great job creating second and third chance opportunities.
Well, no, that was the difference of the game. It was a 5-point loss, but it was an 8-point advantage in second chance points for the Los Angeles Clippers. They had 14 to the Warriors 6. I mean, like, sometimes it's as simple as that. Well, and cash it in when you can.
The Warriors had an air ball on a Pods 3. I believe it was an air ball.
Yes, it was.
And
they said it might have been blocked, but it didn't look like it was. It just looked like an air ball.
Okay. Well, Steph, like, kicked it out to Dre. He did some circling around. Next thing you know, he's got a back door. Yeah. And that could have been a second chance opportunity, right? A back door. And boom, Draymond hits him. It's a little high, whatever. And I think he thought Kawhi was coming down on that play. And he catches in air and goes up with that layup. It's like, if he just comes down and goes up, there's just so many little plays like that when you lose the way you do.
Real quick, Joe, tickets for Tuesday's play-in game, which is tomorrow. Yes, play-in scenario is here. It's going to be Warriors. It's going to be, where is Ja Morant? Well, he's going to be here. JJJ, Coach.
Where is Ja?
Thank you. Coach Tomas, I don't know his last name, but interim coach, and there's no more Taylor Jenkins. So they're going to be in town tomorrow, and you can get your tickets for said game, and they're going to be available. Is this right? Tomorrow or today at noon? It says tomorrow.
Today at noon.
I thought Warriors.com.
I thought Chase Center had great energy yesterday, too. It felt playoff atmosphere-like.
Today at noon, your opportunity to get tickets at Warriors.com for Grizzlies Warriors at Chase Center tomorrow. And Chase Center was popping yesterday. Again, we're talking about it because it's not the end of the world. It's not. And I'm not here to be that guy where it's just like, you know, this could have been the best thing for him. I'll hear you. You want to be in the playoffs.
Got to win, and then I'll subscribe to that.
That being said, and we'll get to your calls. Hey, Robert, Coach, Peter,
so
Greg,
deflated.
I'm going to get to you guys in a second, I promise. Driving in this morning, I kept thinking to myself, I was like, why was, maybe encouraged is strong, but like, I'm not like discouraged from that loss. I'm not like, I came into the studio today. I was like, you know what? Kawhi, all-timer. James Harden, all-timer. If it's a Zubac, all-timer Warriors killer.
He really is.
He is. Like, they had incredible games. And you know what? Chris Dunn, credit him. He stepped up. Norman Powell had a big three before the end of the half, which was huge.
Multiple layups.
He did. He didn't have a great efficient game, but he was 4-13 overall. But he made it. He felt his presence with some of those layups.
He had one where it was a third chance opportunity, and he's like winging around, and he like throws one up in the lane, and it rattles around the rim and goes in. It was a backbreaking shot.
But again, I come out of that game saying, man, I got that Jimmy. I felt Jimmy Butler's playoff Jimmy performance that I've been waiting for. I got it yesterday.
I needed him to have the ball in his hand a little more. So one little adjustment,
and maybe they can
maybe he brings
that.
The
yeah.
ball up the floor.
Yeah,
to just get there was a couple times where Pod. Yeah. Or Steph's bringing the ball to the floor. Maybe it's Jimmy that brings the ball up the floor, and that's the subtle adjustment in the final closing minutes. I felt like he didn't touch it on those two last possessions after the Curry three.
To your point, 9 assists for Jimmy yesterday. Led the team in assists, second in scoring,
awesome.
30 points. Steph was incredible, but like you keep going back to the stats. Like it was a mixed bag of Steph, and we've seen this a lot in the playoffs and playoff type of games. Yeah, the scoring was amazing, but those 8 turnovers were just killers.
Him and Dre going...
lackadaisical.
Him and Dre going straight up in OT, in overtime on that play where they both blocked him at the rim, and then he bangs his quad knee. We're not even sure. I've heard from multiple people he was limping afterwards.
He says he's okay. Yeah.
But he was limping really significantly.
48 minutes played yesterday for Jimmy Buckets. 48.
I thought Jimmy was really good.
He was incredible.
If not great.
No, he was incredible. But Steph, again, we're going back to those turnovers, and he had some moments on defense where... you're scratching your head like, hey, Steph, you don't need to help Jimmy Butler when he's guarding Kawhi Leonard. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just don't. We'll keep going.
I want to hear from the people. You got Jimmy for that reason. Like, he's going to go up against those big dogs.
It's true.
Don't help on those because you know what happened? They executed down the stretch, and they threw it right to Zubats, and he was one-on-one. And if he's one-on-one with anyone, he's just going to dunk over them because the Warriors just don't have size. Let's go to Greg to start things off. Greg is in San Francisco, wants to get his thoughts on the Warriors' L yesterday. Good morning, Greg. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? I'm doing good. I want to go back to that Spurs game. That was a killer. That was a killer, man. Mm. But this one is the mistakes and this phenomenon with the NBA of looking for contact instead of just going up with the ball. Mm. That's killing me. That is killing me. Hello.
It's a great call.
Yeah, no.
Greg, you're 100% correct. I mean, Draymond was trying to feel for contact instead of just going up and making the layup.
Yeah, he pushed into whoever the defender was at the time. Like, what are you doing? Just focus on making the right play. Don't be trying to do all this other stuff. But that's the Draymond Green experience sometimes, too, where he's making all the threes. But then, of course, he smokes the layup, and he owned it. Yesterday, he owned smoking said layup. Hey, Do I got it? No, I don't have it yet. We'll get it when he talks about it.
Yeah. The layup was bad, and I'm not here to defend the layup. You were down 2, and it would have tied the game. So there's no guarantees you win.
No.
I thought the bigger, like, just the question. I want to know what the thought process was. Because he's one of the smartest players ever. He's supposed to be one of the greatest defenders of all time.
He is one of the greatest defenders. And his basketball IQ, I think, is one of the greatest. But that doesn't mean he's going to be doing the best thing at every single moment, every single part of the game.
So with 17.5 left on the game clock, okay, 9 on the shot clock, Ty Lue calls a timeout. All right, this is in regulation. The Warriors sub Moody in and sub in Looney, and they take out Pods and Steph. So you have Moody on Dunn, Dre on Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy on Powell, Looney on Zubac, and GP2 on Harden. Mm. And then with 10.5 seconds left on the game clock and 2.5 on the shot clock, Kawhi starts to go right to left, and Draymond just hacks him. And it's like, and you hear the broadcast, well, they had a foul to give. Well, yeah, you had a foul to give, but you lose the shot clock in that scenario because now there's no shot clock.
You could have had a final, you could have had a final possession. And in that,
well,
in
you
that
had
scenario.
An opportunity
yes.
for a final
Except,
possession.
That's why I said could have.
Yes,
could
I'm
have.
Sorry.
Yes.
And I just, I didn't love that foul. I didn't love that. Like, I thought that Kawhi was in scramble mode. And yeah, you just kind of live or die with him hitting a shot. And then you give yourself a chance with the greatest shooter of all time and a timeout in your back pocket to be able to match or go up. And what if he misses and you get a rebound? Like, I just, I don't know. Maybe I'm the wrong one. Maybe they had more of a sophisticated thought process. I don't know.
In a game like that, when you lose by 5 points in overtime, there's a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda moments that you look back on and say, was that the moment where this game fell apart? 888-957-9570. We'll get to your calls, more of them. Hey, Robert, Coach, Peter, start lining them up, people. That was a hell of a game, but a hell of a loss, too, baked into it. And now the Warriors are in the play-in scenario, and they're going to be taking on the Memphis Grizzlies. Again, tickets for that game available today at 12 o'clock on Warriors.com. And we're going to pick up this conversation on the other side. It's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. But there are some bright spots in that game. I thought Brandon Pajemski was a bright spot. I thought Jimmy Butler was a bright spot. But again, I think all eyes on Jimmy Butler and that quad. How's it reacting today? How's it going to react tomorrow? And that is the one thing, the age of this team, having a game like that in overtime, and now just a day off in between, you're going to be going up against a young team in the Memphis Grizzlies. Say what you will about the experience factor, but I've seen this Grizzlies team. Well, not the same Grizzlies team, but John Morant in a play-in game beat the Warriors at Chase Center. I have seen that before. It's happened. Different circumstances, I hear you, but it's not like they're going to be fearing this team. But 888-957-9570, your biggest takeaway from the loss yesterday was what? There's a lot we can talk about. We haven't really touched on it. Jonathan Kuminga, DNP. Is that surprising to you at all, Joe?
Not really. I mean, look, the guy is, right now, since coming back, he's a role player, right? And there are certain games, depending on the matchups, where certain role players don't play. And I felt, this felt like you know, win or go home situation, right? Even though I know that they have the play-in. And TJD didn't play, Gui Santos didn't play. I mean, I was more surprised Quentin Post played. I know they were looking probably for some offense. So I was, like, surprised that he actually played. No, the coach is always going to revert to GP2. If you're asking like GP2 or Kuminga, if they're going to have overlapping opportunities, of course the coach is going to ride with GP2. Now, do I necessarily agree with it? Don't agree with it? I don't know. Like, I see it both ways. Like, I understand why GP2's out there. He is a trusted player by a lot of the veterans, and he was shooting hot for a couple of months. Okay, or at least a couple weeks, excuse me. I mean, he was over 50% at one point from three-point land. Yesterday, though, in crunch time, it did feel like he kind of turtled up a little.
He did.
And then defensively, I thought that he allowed Harden to get to his left hand and to his right hand multiple times on the floor. And he was just too slow at the top of the key and didn't move laterally quick enough to be able to slow him down. And that opened up a Harden layup on one possession where Draymond has to stay back and guard Zubac. On another one, it opened up a lob. So I think they could have used Kuminga's height. I think they could have used his athleticism. I don't know if it made much of a difference because it was pretty clunky offensively down the stretch.
I want to say,
and he's been pretty clunky.
Yeah, and last time they played the Clippers, and it's been a few months. I think it was back in December. Remember, Kuminga off the bench had 37 minutes, and he had 34 points. So again, it was in a loss, but he was incredible against that Clippers team that was basically playing all of their starters, albeit no Kawhi Leonard. So maybe that 34 points wouldn't have looked like 34 if Kawhi had been in the lineup. But again, 888-957-9570. Your biggest takeaway yesterday. What was the most frustrating part? And you can go to the game. You can go to these last few games. Our first caller, Greg in San Francisco. And again, Peter, Coach, Robert, Mona, we'll get to you in a second. Like, it was all the games that led up to that point for Greg. that he came away with yesterday, where it was like, man, well, you lost to the Rockets. You know, you lost to the Hawks on that trip without Steph Curry. You lost to the Miami Heat who stunk without Steph. You lost to the Spurs on a Harrison Barnes made three-pointer. They didn't have Wembanyama or De'Aaron Fox, and you lose that game the way you did. To lose your last three games at home, you better not lose your fourth or your fifth, by the way, because you might have to do those. It is frustrating, and it culminates all yesterday in a Los Angeles Clippers win for them, and they're in the playoffs, and you're not.
Well, like, I understand why people are going to bring him up today, and I get it, and I'm not mad at anybody who brings him up today, but he didn't play, right? And they still had multiple chances to win that game.
Yeah, they did.
Maybe he helps them win the game. Maybe he doesn't help them win the game. I don't know, but he didn't play yesterday. To me, the more, not egregious, but the more controversial one is like, maybe you go to Moody instead of Pods or GP2 down the stretch a little more defensively, and maybe you're not in that zone. Maybe you can play a little more matchup man. I don't know. Like,
Moody was ferocious early in that game.
I didn't love some of the Steph Curry doubles. Like, you know, if we're gonna isolate a couple plays here and there, like there were two specific opportunities where they're in basically a 3-2, three across the top, two underneath zone, and for some reason, late in the shot clock, Kawhi, who's not a threat, he's not coming downhill, he's not attacking, he's almost backing up with his dribble, Steph comes over and doubles him, and then it creates a 4-on-3 on the other end, and it was just, they got whatever they wanted in the lane or at the rim, and I thought that you kind of like, you led them into offense that you didn't need to. Like, let them be isolation scorers and live with it. Don't allow Zubac to catch the ball in the paint on a lob, and don't allow Chris Dunn to be able to flip it up either at the rim or to Zubac.
Let's get to some of these calls, Joe, shall we? Brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com. No guests today. The guests are the people. After a game like that, we want to hear from you, Dub Nation, whether it's on the YouTube chat, call. Same number to call or text, 888-957-9570. Robert, San Jose, what you got, buddy? How you doing?
Taking my call, fellas. I'm going to say the same thing I said, I believe, was last Wednesday. I'm kind of looking at Steve Kerr a little bit, not only for the continued unnecessary double teams. That was obviously part of the defensive game plan because they were doubling Zubac unnecessarily. And every time they doubled Zubac, it was an open three for somebody. Chris Dunn hit it.
Oh, no. Your connection did not hit that open three, though, Robert. I'm sorry. It bounced out. Call back, bud. 888-957-9570. Let's go to Coach in Vallejo in Valley Joe. How we doing, Coach? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Joe and Joe. And I'm glad you finally brought up the Kuminga. But the first one to say, that game screamed for Andrew Wiggins, didn't it? To have on-ball defense on Kawhi or James Harden. You could almost see Kawhi and Harden laughing about the defenders they put on them. I would have played Jonathan Kuminga. I would have said, JK, we don't care about your offense. Shadow Kawhi. Shadow James Harden. The same way they shadow Steph. That's what this game called for. Say, Pods, GP2 has a big heart, but he doesn't have a big body. And Pods, Steph, GP2, they had no chance against Kawhi and against James Harden. The game screamed for an athlete like Kuminga. Even if he had to use his six fouls, you make Harden's life a living hell. You make Kawhi's life a living hell. Steve Kerr's hatred for JK is so apparent, and I put all of this on Steve Kerr because he's letting his personal feelings of JK get in the way of his coaching, and you both know that JK is the best top of the key on ball defender on the Warriors right now since Andrew Wiggins is gone. And for Butler to play 47 minutes, one rebound, Draymond, three rebounds for 40 minutes, that's ridiculous. The game screamed for JK. That's my point, guys.
All right. That's Coach Vallejo. Hatred for Jonathan Kuminga. I don't think Steve Kerr hates any of his players. It's very strong, and I refute that. I understand his passion yesterday. You lost the game, and yeah, could Kuminga have helped in a multitude of ways, as he's alluding to? Sure, but also scoring the ball wise, and you know the amount of turnovers the Warriors needed, I think Kuminga could have contributed that negatively as well in a game like yesterday. They had opportunities to win it. Like, so you can nitpick all you want, and at no point in yesterday's game did I think about Andrew Wiggins once. Is Andrew Wiggins putting up 30 points like Jimmy Butler did yesterday, Coach? I don't think so. I just don't. He's not.
There were a couple of times where Butler had a guy ISO'd out up top, and Curry just
that's exactly.
I'm like, yeah. Curry, well, maybe that was the game plan, and that is where I would like say, hey, Kerr, like, what are we trying to accomplish with 7 seconds to go on that shot clock, and you're going to bring Steph up, and you're already in a zone, so you're kind of like subject to the big skip passes. Right. Like, how do you beat a zone, right? Just to anyone out there. You beat a zone by dribble drive penetration, skip passing, and shooting from long range, right? Am I wrong? Did I miss anything?
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're the coach.
And multiple times, they would bring the double team up. Now it's making it more difficult, and you already are at a size disadvantage at the rim. And now it's 4-on-3 the other direction, and you're giving guys either the free throw in, meaning one dribble, boom, let me throw the floater, or one little dribble, suck the defender over, who's Draymond, let me throw the lob to Zubac, or the kick out, which is what they did a couple of times, and they got lucky they didn't shoot better threes.
Right, no, and you mentioned it right there, that moment where he doubled Steph coming over to help Butler on Kawhi. Kawhi's just such a high IQ player. Like, maybe with some other guys, you could have forced a turnover there, but not Kawhi Leonard, who's bigger than both of them, who's got the length. The guy's got like a 7-foot wingspan, I want to say. And what did he do? He just, skipped it right over to Zubac. No one's as tall as Zubac on the Warriors. He's going to dunk over everyone. And he was doing that ad nauseum. If it's a Zubac yesterday, 22 points, 17 boards, 4 offensive boards, and 9 overall offensive boards for the Clippers. And we mentioned the second chance points for them. It was 14 to the Warriors 6, and that was the difference in the game.
One of the biggest plays this game, which is not going to get talked about enough, first possession of overtime. GP2's open. He passes it up, They swing it back around. They settle for a late shot clock, little push. Multiple late shot clock possessions. A little, like, push shot with the offhand. I think
It was like a little bunny, and it would just barely graze the rim.
Yeah. All right, then you get a box out by Jimmy Butler. You get a big rebound on the other end. You come back down, and Pods has that air ball, and it's that missed Steph Curry layup. Steph is out of the frame, so I don't know what happened. He doesn't hustle. Did he get tussled up with a fan in the front row because of, you missed the layup and you go kind of flying into? I don't know what happened, but they go back the other direction, and credit the Clippers. They push the pace, okay, instead of walking the ball up, and you get a Harden quarter three, and bang, they go up three right there. And it was like, wow, it's a big momentum.
It was a gut punch early on.
And then you get the Curry turnover on the pick by Chris Dunn. So it's back-to-back Curry, mistakes, if you will. The missed layup, which is a tough play, but he comes down, goes up, and then just gets his pocket picked. And Harden, bang, top of the key three. You're up 6. Boom. Or, the Clippers are up 6. Yep. Like, that felt pretty insurmountable, quite frankly. Even though Draymond answered back with a 3, you were lucky to make it a 1 possession.